tell a mythical story about love and finding a mate. He may have been alluding to the marriage negotiations of Richard II and Anne of Bohemia in 1380 to 1381. During this decade, Chaucer also wrote Troilus and Criseyde, an 8,000-line love poem about the legendary Trojan War figures. It was modelled after both Boccaccio's Il Frustrato and Boethius's The Consolation of Philosophy, a classical work that Chaucer translated and retitled the Boece. Chaucer's political career took a turn in 1385 when he was appointed to a peace commission in Kent, and then in 1386 when he served one session as a Member of Parliament for Kent. In the late 1380s, Chaucer produced a lengthier unfinished poem titled The Legend of the Good Woman, written for Queen Anne. At this time, he resigned his posts and retired to Kent. His wife died in 1387. It is around then that Chaucer began work on the poem that would ensure his literary immortality, The Canterbury Tales. The frame for this poem is a religious pilgrimage in which 30 travellers must tell 2 tales each to pass the time. Many of the narratives would have been familiar to medieval readers, but Chaucer uses a subtle satire to explore class issues, marriage, mortality, and religion.